Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, and welcome to a special re-release of Blessed Carlo Acutis, celebrating his upcoming birthday on May 3rd. And tune in next week for the inspiring story of Saint Gianna Mola, the patron saint of physicians, unborn children, and mothers.
Milan, 2006. 96% of Italians are Catholic. Only 26% practice their faith. As modern technology races through society, will the Catholic faith be believed? One young boy in Italy still believes that Jesus is in the Eucharist. His faith will be heard around the world. This boy, Carlo Acutis.
The Saints. Adventures of Faith and Courage. Carlo Acutis. Episode 1, A Eucharistic Tan. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com. Are you enjoying The Saints? You can thank homeschooling for that. I'm Peter Atkinson, a proud homeschooler. Unleash your child's potential with our sponsor, Colby Academy. From classic homeschooling to interactive live online classes, Colby brings flexible and personalized education to the comfort of your home. Learn more on customizing your homeschooling experience at thesaintspodcast.com/Colby.
Sister Beatrice, there you are.
Ready for the Mass, Mother?
We need three more hosts.
Who is visiting?
The Acutis family from Milan. Their son, Carlo, will receive his first Holy Communion at Mass today.
Really? Why not at his home parish?
His parish won't give him First Communion until he turns 10. The boy begged until Monsignor gave him permission, so long as he receives in silence here.
He must have devout parents.
No, they don't practice the faith.
Why is he so impatient for the Eucharist then?
I have no idea, Sister Beatrice.
A little miracle. God must have great plans for his life.
It's time, Mama. He's coming to me.
Yes, Carlo. Hush.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. But only say the words, and my soul shall be healed.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
Where's Carlo? Has anyone seen him?
I'm here, Gio. I'm here.
Here I am. I'm
Carlo, open. Where have you been?
Here. Gio, get open.
We're losing. 1-0. Watch the kid with the red headband.
Get back on defense. Get back.
Sorry, Gio. I'm on it.
Somebody,
I got number 8. Red headband.
Glad you're here, Carlo.
I need help. Fall back.
Good. 2-0. That's right.
Pull it together, guys. You're letting them run away with it. Get back on defense. Run the field, okay? I was all alone back there.
You're right, Gio. We'll get back on defense next time. Now let's score a goal.
There's no chance we win now, Carlo. Time is running out and we're down 2-0.
We can do it. At least we can try to make that 2-1.
Maybe if you just showed up for the first half, we wouldn't be losing.
I'm sorry, Gio.
Carlo, heads up!
Go! Carlo, quick! We're running out of time!
Here, Luigi, take a shot! Oh, too late. Good game, guys. Way to play.
Good game, Carlo. You'll be here next time?
I'll be here. Good game, Gio.
We could have won if you had come earlier, Carlo. Where were you?
I was serving at Mass.
Of course. If it's not Mass, then it's adoration. And if it's not that, then you're hanging out with Father Mario. He's your real best friend. You don't care about us.
Gio, you're my best friend.
If I was, then you'd show up.
I'm sorry I was late, Gio.
Sorry isn't going to change anything.
Gio, I go to Mass because Jesus is there. He's my friend like you. You could come with me.
Jesus doesn't say anything. I just sit there and stare. It's awkward.
You don't have to say anything. Think of it like this, Gio. When we face the sun, we get the tan. When we face Jesus in the Eucharist, we become saints.
I don't know about that. I just go on Sundays like everybody else. Can we be done with this conversation, Carlo?
Okay. I really am sorry about the game, Gio.
It's okay, Carlo. There will be another one. What should we do now?
Of course, Gio. I wanted to show you something. I finally finished the coding project I've been working on. Do you want to come to the library and see it?
Awesome! Yeah, let's go!
I want to be able to build a whole website, totally from scratch.
But how?
How will you figure it out? There's no coding class at school.
That's what the library's for. Here, let me show you what I made.
What program did you use?
Python.
I haven't figured out anything out with... Whoa! Carlo, how long did this take you?
I didn't sleep much last night.
This is amazing.
I can show you what I did.
I won't pick it up as fast as you did, but I'll figure it out eventually.
If I can do it, you definitely can.
You're crazy good at this stuff. Look, I got to go home for dinner now. Can you come over tonight? I have a new FIFA game, Road to the World Cup.
I've been reading about that game. They changed like 50% of the code.
It's pretty cool. Come over at 8?
Sounds great.
All right then, I got to get home.
I'm gonna stay a little longer and work on this.
Awesome, see you later.
Father Mario, are you home?
Carlo, what are you doing here? It's late.
I need your help, Father Mario.
What's wrong? Did something happen?
Gio was mad at me yesterday because I was late for the soccer game, and even more mad about the reason.
Because you were serving at Mass?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Carlo.
Why don't my friends understand that Jesus is really here in the Eucharist? Body, blood, soul, and divinity. He is all here, all the time, just waiting for them to come and say hi to him.
Carlo, you feel Jesus' presence and his sorrow more than most people do. It's a gift. I think this is part of the cross our Lord is letting you carry with him.
What do you mean?
It is a sorrow, part of the cross, that you can't share your love of the Eucharist with your friends yet. But be patient.
I have been patient.
Even more patient then. God's timing and his grace don't work on your schedule.
I want to become a saint quickly, Father Mario. Like Jacinta and Francisco, who saw Our Lady at Fatima. They died so young, but they were saints.
You can become a saint by denying yourself and carrying your cross.
Father, I want to bring everyone I know to Mass and adoration.
I know, Carlo, but it takes time. God is patient with us. You're still going to the sacraments, yes?
Yes, every day.
And working hard in class?
Of course.
And you're teaching the catechism class, too.
That catechism class isn't going so well. They're in second grade, so they get distracted really easily.
Have you tried telling them stories?
They're not very good at listening.
Neither were Jesus' disciples. So, Jesus spoke to them in parables. Stories. Stories keep people's attention.
What kind of stories could I tell my class?
You could tell them about Saint Tarcisius.
Tarcisius? I don't know that story.
You don't know that story? Well, Tarcisius was a 12-year-old altar server about your age. He lived in Rome in the 3rd century, a time of great persecution against Christians by the Roman Emperor Valerian. Each day, the Christians met in secret for Mass in the catacombs. After Mass, they would send a deacon in secret to bring the Eucharist to Christian prisoners condemned to die. It was a source of great strength and hope to them.
That's what I want my friends to understand.
One day, there was no one to bring the Eucharist to the prisoners. A young boy, Tarcisius, volunteered to carry the Eucharist in secret through the marketplace, all the way to the prisoners.
May I go?
You are too young, Tarcisius.
But without me, they will not receive Jesus. And they are going to die today. They could die without receiving Jesus.
It is too dangerous, Tarcisius.
Father, let me go. God will be with me. My youth will be the best shield for the Eucharist.
You may be right. Here is the Eucharist. Keep him safe and close to your chest.
I will take good care of him, Father.
Remember that the heavenly treasure has been entrusted to you.
Yes, Father.
Avoid crowded streets and do not tell anyone what you carry. Will you guard the sacred mysteries faithfully and safely?
I would die rather than let go of them.
Go then. God be with you.
Tarcisius, come on and play with us. We need one more to make the teams even.
I'd like to, but I can't stop. I have an important errand to run.
What are you carrying? If it's a letter, it can wait. Here, let me see. I'll take it.
No, you may not see it.
Give me it. Come on.
Please, leave me alone.
What is so important? Is it about your Christian friends?
I need to go.
What is going on here?
He is hiding a Christian mystery.
He is a Christian, you say?
I saw him visiting the Christians in prison last night.
Show us what you're holding.
I will not.
Some Christian mystery? Show us.
Never.
I will take it then.
Go. Leave him alone. Get away.
Move away.
It's one of the Praetorian.
I bet he's a Christian too.
Leave the body. Go.
Tarcisius, those men, they hit you and throw stones. Can you move? Tarcisius.
Quadratus. I was carrying the Eucharist, Christ's mysteries. Will you take them for me?
Yes. Yes, I will.
I didn't let go of them.
Tarcisius died for Christ, Carlo. The church remembers him to this day. The boy martyr for the Eucharist.
Hi, this is Peter Atkinson, founder of the Merry Bakers. Tune in to episode 2, The Longest Line, to hear the next installment of Carlo Acutis. Listen to all the episodes and discover new shows at thesaintspodcast.com.
The Merry Beggars is the entertainment division of Relevant Radio.